Okay, good evening, everybody. So tonight, Beis Shem, we're continuing in some Shin Pei Vavi, and we're learning Se'ifim Beis and Gimel. This is page Reish Nun Hei Amud Aleph. So says the Mechaber, Yisraelim Shadar Mishlash Mekamos Chalukim. If you have Jewish people that live in three different areas, three different neighborhoods, V'dalsos Kalechem Me'am Mekamos Nu'ulim Belayla, and the doors to these areas, to these neighborhoods, are locked at night. V'ashamish Gova Kemech Mikulam. So someone collects food from each of them, from each of the neighborhoods, from the Jews in each of the neighborhoods, with the intention of joining them all together in one big shitufei mavuos, ainu ma'ulam l'shtativ. It doesn't work. Shashituf mavui tzarich shia munach b'chatzer shab mavui, because the shitufei mavuos needs to be left in one of the chatzeros in the mavui. Ve'elu shenavdom zamizeh rechokim ein shitufe nechad ve'mavuen ke'achad. But over here, they're not really in one mavui. They're in different neighborhoods from one another. So it's not considered a single shituf of mavuos. If you look in the Mishnah Berura, zayin b'shloshim mekamos chalukin, ratzalomer b'shloshim mavuos sherechokin zamizeh u'mafzik b'nei mokam asa betiltum. These are three different mavos that are not near one another, and the space in between them is as non-Jewish residents that you didn't do a schirus rishus from. So the area in between them is not going to become mutter. Each of these neighborhoods needs to make their own eruv. You can't make an eruv between here and Queens, because there are a lot of areas in between here and Queens where the where it's not going to work. So which is not going to be included. You're supposed to keep the shitufei mavuos in a chatzar that's in that mavoi. And the point is that each member of the of that shituf should be allowed to bring that eruv to their own home. But if we collect a little bit of food from each member of North Windmere and each member of Kew Gardens Hills, and we say, okay, so it's one eruv, I'm still not allowed to carry the food from Kew Gardens Hills to North Windmere. Im kein ein shituf an ke'echad, so that's not a single shituf. So that which the mechaber writes, and the doors between the neighborhoods are locked at night, lavdafka, you don't even need that. It doesn't have to be that's the case. Even if the Van Wyck Expressway is wide open, I don't know if that ever happens. There's a makoma aser in between that you're not allowed to bring from one neighborhood to the other. And therefore the shituf does not work. And so why did he mention this thing about the doors being locked if it really doesn't matter if the doors are locked? Because the mechaber is paraphrasing a tshuvas harash. And it could be that the tshuva sefer is based on real shailas that happened. So it could be the shaila the Rashba was asked about happened to have been a case where it was dalsos nu'ulin, but it's totally irrelevant to the halacha over here. However, b'sefer beis meir yishav advarim kripshutan, the beis meir explains why it is relevant. Let's say it's not that we're joining North Windmere and Kew Gardens Hills. We're trying to join North Windmere and Far Rockaway, where there is no area in between that you're not allowed to carry in. Kigon shesachra whatever non-Jews live in between, we were socher reshus from. And we did a proper tikkun of the mavuos. Still, if we're far enough apart from one another, and there are doors that lock off one neighborhood from the other at night, that would also prevent us from making a shituf. Meaning that the one thing that could prevent us from making a shituf is if there are areas in between our neighborhoods where we're not allowed to carry, where we don't have a schiras rishus. Another way to prevent us from making a shituf is even if there are no such areas in between us, but we're far apart in distance, and there are locked doors at night. The whole point of a shituf is to join us all together. But over here, where we're distanced from each other, and the doors are locked, you can't join them together, it's not called a shituf. And the Beis Meir concludes, the Mestavra calls it Udafke, main lem rishus of Toach ad losos belayla. That this halacha, that if the doors are locked and therefore we're not allowed to make a shituf, is only if the doors are locked and I don't have the keys. But if the doors are locked and we're able to get them open whenever we want, then that's not called that the doors are locked. And then you are allowed to make a shituf between the different neighborhoods. Says the Rama, if you made a eruv in one neighborhood, the other neighborhoods that did not participate in the eruv do not cause us any problems. themselves, because they don't have the right of passage through my neighborhood. Ki ein kali ircha shuvak kemavoyechad afal bishri yoshim behekiv choma achas. The entire city is not considered one big mavoy, even though we may be surrounded by a wall that goes around the whole city, but it's made up of different mavuos, and my mavoy can have its own shituf, and it's not affected by other mavuos that don't have a shituf. Sivkatan yud v'mir ivru b'makom echad ratz lomar shenishtarfu. He made a shituf of mavuos. V'kayal divrei mechabesho yisraelim b'makomus chalukim. This is talking about a case where the Jewish people live in different neighborhoods. Achzelo mayri ligamri b'gavni anal b'shoy d'losos nulos v'afilu b'tzuris ha-pesach b'neim. But this is not talking about a case where the d'losos are nu'ulos, or even if there's a tzuris pesach between the different neighborhoods. Timken ali d'ze b'vadei n'schalik rishusam. Because if that were the case, then of course they have separate rishuyos, and the other neighborhood doesn't impact me. V'afilu o'ilem drisas ha-regel aleim gamken ein yichon l'asra aleim. Even if they did have drisas ha-regel, they wouldn't asra on me. K'dol kamar l'simishin sadi be'i sivav. Elamayri shlo tikna mavos barak b'lechi u'v'kora. The chiddush over here is that even though my mavoi only has a lechi or a kora at its entranceway, whatever goes on outside of my mavoi does not matter. The fact that other people might have drisas ha-regel from other neighborhoods does not hurt my shitufei mavos. V'elam drisas ha-regel pirish avakav sheshem rishos la'avar derech sham. Even though they may have permission to walk through my mavoi, but they have other ways that they can get to where they need to go without walking through my mavui. So Kofnas Alav Derech Sham will tell them that you got to go those other ways. We whole city is not considered one big mavui. If you have one mavui where half of the members of the mavui want to make their own shituf with each other and not include the other half of the members, well, then they need to separate their half from the other half with the tzuris ha-pesach or at least with two pasin. It wouldn't be enough to have a lechi or a kora. Behekav choma achas v'tzaruch yindal kaim lam simshin samakim l'siv chavav tehechid mukav schoma nechshavas kechatzar shal rab v'tzaruch kol mavi l'schalik v'tzuris ha-pesach v'alkol panam shnei pasin l'sagi b'lechi v'kora. He says this is a little bit of a tzaruch yin on the Ramah, because elsewhere we say that if you have a wall around the city, the only way to split one mavui from the other within that city is by having a real proper split, like a tzuris ha-pesach or shnei pasin. Having a lechi or kora would not be sufficient. Siv gimel kichol mishpatei ruvi chatzeres v'shir. Meaning, what are the rules of making a shtuvim mavuos? How much food? Who can do it? Can your wife do it for you? Can a katan do it? Right? All of the rules of making a shtuvim mavuos are the same as a ruvi chatzeros. Kol mishpatei ruvi chatzeros v'shiuro. All the rules of a ruvi chatzeros. How much? V'shishtum ha-revs b'shilo, that your wife could do it for you. V'shemar v'shilo daito mina b'yis p'soch el chatzer achas. And then if your house is only open to one chatzer, they could be ma'ariv shilo midaito. V'shakatan yachal l'gboso, and that a katan could do the collecting of the and that one guy could do a zikoy on behalf of all the residents, and that partners that are together in a home do not have to make a separate eruv because they already have a partnership. Those same rules apply to shituvei mavuos. Says Ramah, v'afilu ayim shutov im shchein of b'schora. Even if you have a partnership in a business with your neighbors, and this one with wine and that one with oil, you don't have to make a shituv. As long as all the food is kept in one kli, says the Mishnah, Kol Mishpatayim Vorb Simen Shin Samach Vav. All these dinim in Simen Shin Samach Vav, Shurim Vorb Simen Shin Samach Gimel, Shin Samach Hasiv Gimel. The amount of food is discussed in Shin Samach Has. Vishishom Uravis Bishvilo Simen Shin Samach Zayin, and we discuss the wife in Shin Samach Zayin. Vishmar Vishlo Daito Gam Kincham, and that's where we discuss Mar Vishlo Daito. Vishakotin Yachal Vgoso Simen Shin Samach Vav Siv Gimel. Vishachad Yachal Zakos Kulam Sham Siv Tes. Vishmar Yishutaf and Ein Tzrichon Lar Visham Siv Yud. What the Mishnah Berurah is basically doing is he's saying, I know you've probably forgot a lot of these halachas, so let me tell you where they are so you can go look them up. But it's the same dinim that we said over there. Lezeh b'yayin and lezeh b'shemen. If you have two people that are partners in business, and one of them has the wine, the other has the oil, even though those are two different products, if they're kept in one kli, that's called a shituf. Even though they weren't placed there for the sake of the shituf. If there was all the schor of all three partners were kept in one kli, that's enough to count as the shituf. But if they were kept in separate kelim, even if it was the the same min. Yayin, Oshemen, Kai Gabna, Gamkin Lomani. It does not work if it's in separate kelim. V'yafta lelbasim shin samchav sivdal mevor dilvam mutra avilu b'shnei kelim. And even though when it came to Eruv v'chatzeros, we said sometimes it does work if it's in shnei kelim. Ayin sham, hasam shayni shin shtat v'meikar l'shem shituf mevuos. That was talking about where they did the whole partnership for the sake of a shituf mevuos. Avol hacham, that's not what we're talking about over here. Tzalal l'shem shituf hunach sham el l'schora. Over here we're talking about a case where there were business partners, and that's why they have food that's commonly owned by both of them. So then b'kliyachad and b'shnei kelim lo. Then it's got to be in one kli, not two. Vida, and you should know, daraman nimshach b'zachar das ha-tur, that this is following the opinion of the tur. Aval rov ha-poskim cholkim al zev v'daitam, most rishonim disagree, and they hold the b'yayin v'shem v'shem shnei minim shen ruin l'sar v'yachad. If you have wine and oil that cannot really mix together, afil k'shoy morvin b'kliyachad, kam kenin sobchan alin shituf. Even if they're in the same kli, you cannot count on it for a shituf because they do not belong together and they're not considered to be all joined together. So if I own the yayin, you own the shemen, and we're partners in business, that does not qualify as a shituf. So what we learned tonight is that if the residents are separated by spaces that are not included in the shituf, then the shituf does not work. And the Beis Meir adds that even if the areas are intended to be included in the shituf, but the residents are far from one another and there are locked doors separating the neighborhoods that you can't open up at night, then the shituf also does not work. Then we said that if a mavui has a shituf and is only separated from other mavuos by a lechi or a korah, the residents of the other makomos don't pose a problem, even if the entire city is surrounded by a wall. Then we said that all of the dinim of making a ruvi chatzeros apply to shitufei mavuos, and we gave a whole list of those dinim. And then finally we said that people who are already partners in food items don't need a separate shituf, but if they keep wine and oil in one kli, the Ramah says you can rely on that, but most other Rishonim say that you cannot rely on that. Okay, Bezrem, tomorrow, same time, same place, we'll continue with Sifim, Dalet, Hey, and Vav. Everyone have a good night. Shavuos is the 2-year anniversary of the beginning of this year. The first night of Shavuos, yeah.